with that prototype, of course, of the spirit world, how is it? I mean, because the one thing I can't understand is how it came to be and why it came to be. Did you ever do any work in that area?
Mm-hmm. Why the physical world came to be?
No, why the spirit world came to be.
Oh, well, the spirit world the spirit world is where we came from. That's our true home. And there is an astral spirit world, which is what we normally are referring to. And then there are six more levels beyond that, which is, you know, back to God, back to the source.
Well, what's on the bottom level?
We are.
Ooh, we're the mud dwellers, huh?
We are. Only because in this world, we learn things through emotion. And when you learn something through emotion, it sticks with you forever. You know, rather than sitting in a classroom memorizing dates, if you learn something because of your experiences and you've run it through your emotions, there are things that you will never, ever forget. And so in this world of aging and physical death and disease and all of the things that are so wrenching to us that we experience through our emotions, these lessons are things that we completely absorb. And that's the whole idea of being here, is to learn things in perfect balance. I may have come back to this world to learn love in perfect balance, or to learn honesty in perfect balance. It's that imperfect balance thing that trips you up. And this is the most difficult place to learn it, and it is the best place to learn it. And because of that, it also shows up in expediency. We do it quicker. And that's the whole reason for coming here and learning these lessons, because we advance so much faster.
Tell me about these other levels, though. I'd always thought that one of them might have been hell, the other one might have been heaven. And then along the line, Adrian, you had some entities that you just didn't want to stop off on their level. You wanted to keep going. Mm-hmm. Is that correct, or am I off base on that?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that you're a creator, okay? So if you want to create hell, you certainly can. But I don't suggest it, and for the most part, it doesn't exist. It exists in our minds, because it exists in different religions who use it for control. The easiest way to control a person is through fear. And so when we develop a concept of hell, which I was taught by an ex-priest, that hell was actually developed from somewhere in Israel a very, very long time ago, where when they would kill people for committing crimes against the state, depending on their terrible, terrible crime, their body could be thrown into a pyre of flames that resembled what we consider hell now.
Okay? All right.
And it was outside of their town somewhere, and that was absolutely the worst fate that could happen to anyone. And that was where the concept of hell came from. It was fire and brimstone. And so it became the concept of hell, and that's where this idea came from. And then somehow, down the centuries, it was developed so that we could use it to threaten people. You know, if you don't do this, you could end up in hell. So, you know, yes, we have conceptualized it, and anything that we can conceptualize, we can create, because we are creators. And you have to understand, once you leave this world, your thought becomes pure creation. Thoughts are things here, okay? But they take longer to manifest here, because they have to slow down in their vibration in order to become physical. But when you're in the spirit world, what you're thinking happens instantly, okay? So you have to understand that you are creating. And if you get to the other side and you start thinking about hell, you'll create one for yourself. So don't do that.
When you die, and I don't mean you generally, but when a person dies, mm-hmm. and from that moment that they cease in their physical body, do you believe that there's an instantaneous movement into this other world where it's a logical progression, or do you think time goes by, maybe 30 minutes or 6 weeks, before they're into the spirit realm? Is there any idea to know how long that takes, that physical process?
Well, George, from the last show we did together, we talked about astral projection, and the
yes.
only difference between astral projection and physical death is cutting that energy that keeps this body alive. So as soon as you leave this body, you're in the astral world. Whether you've done it to get out of the body and just go for a walk, or if you are leaving this existence and moving into the astral world, you are instantly in the astral world.
So when it happens, then it's that immediate flow. But I want you to take us through something then on a scientific plane here. Tell us what someone can expect when they die.
Okay. What you can expect is that once you have left this body, you will instantly feel better. All right. Now, I'm talking about a person who's expecting to have a life once they leave here, not someone who typically becomes earthbound. And the way we expect to have a life is to know that it's going to happen. Expect to see something. Expect to see people. Often your friends and relatives come to take you away. And when we cross out of this world for the last time, we do it in stages.